The Man Who Escaped, Episode 24.
Kincaid told Fletcher that Hooper owned a warehouse on the south side of Chicago. Fletcher, Marilyn, and Kincaid went to the warehouse. Fletcher entered the warehouse through the skylight. When he jumped down into a stack of crates, the crates fell over and made a lot of noise.
That was lucky,
he told himself.
No one heard the noise. Kincaid told me the secrets were kept in the office. But where's the office?
He wondered. Moving to the front of the warehouse, he came to several doors. One of them had the word manager printed on it, and he knew that was Hooper's. It wasn't locked. He went to the desk on the other side of the room. In the file, he found several documents marked top secret.
Here's my proof,
he told himself excitedly. Suddenly, he heard a sound behind him. Before he could turn around, something struck him and he felt an explosion of pain in his head. Just before he lost consciousness, he realized that what had happened in Philadelphia was happening to him all over again. When he came to, he was lying on the floor in the middle of the warehouse. He had no idea how long he had been there. He heard loud voices. Raising his head slightly, he saw Marilyn tied to a chair and four men standing a few feet away. One of them was Kincaid, looking pale and frightened. He was listening to a short, blonde man. Fletcher knew it must be Hooper. Hooper was shouting.
I told you you were a fool. You idiot. Do you believe me now?
He demanded. Kincaid tried to say something, but he could not. Hooper hit him in the face.
I asked you a question,
he shouted.
But Hooper, please listen to me,
Kincaid stammered.
I told you someone had phoned me and asked me to look at some pistols. I told you it was an old man and you said there was nothing to worry about.
No, I didn't. I asked you what you wanted me to do about it, you idiot.
Hooper yelled. Suddenly, one of the men interrupted.
What are we going to do with the girl and Fletcher?
He asked.
We're going to kill them. And we're going to do the job right this time.
Hooper answered. All of a sudden, Hooper noticed that Fletcher's eyes were open. Taking out his gun, he pointed it down at Fletcher.